A Look at Texas Turkey. Aptitude Outdoors by Texas Fish and Game, contributing editor Paul Fuzinski. Texas is known for its vast landscapes and diverse wildlife, but maintaining this natural heritage requires continuous conservation efforts. Kyle Hand, the statewide game bird specialist with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, shared his expertise on wild turkey conservation in a recent interview, highlighting the challenges and strategies involved in preserving these iconic birds. Kyle's primary role is to support various program leaders within the small game program, such as those focusing on turkeys and waterfowl, to implement effective conservation practices. He emphasizes that habitat degradation and fragmentation are the most pressing issues affecting wildlife populations in Texas. Eastern turkeys, Meleagris galopavo silvestris, size and appearance. Eastern turkeys are generally the largest of the wild turkey subspecies. They have a more robust build compared to their Rio Grande counterparts. Eastern turkeys typically have darker, chestnut-colored feathers, especially on the tail fan and coverts. Behavior and adaptability. Eastern turkeys exhibit a high degree of adaptability. They are known for their ability to thrive in various environments, from dense forests to more open woodlands. This adaptability is partly due to their flexible roosting habits, as they do not rely heavily on specific roost sites and can move between different trees night after night. Habitat preferences. These turkeys are commonly found in the eastern parts of Texas, particularly in the Piney Woods region. They prefer areas with abundant cover and a mix of open spaces and dense vegetation, which provides both food and protection. Rio Grande turkeys, Meleagris galopavo intermedia. Size and appearance. Rio Grande turkeys are slightly smaller than eastern turkeys. They exhibit a range of feather coloration, appearing lighter with a more varied plumage. Their subspecies name, intermedia, reflects their intermediate characteristics, as they can exhibit traits seen in both eastern and Merriam's turkeys. Behavior and water dependency. Unlike eastern turkeys, Rio Grande turkeys have a strong dependency on water sources. They are often found roosting near water, such as rivers, streams, or ponds. This dependency on water dictates their habitat preferences and roosting sites. Habitat preferences. These turkeys are well suited to the more arid regions of Texas, including central Texas and the post-oak savanna. They prefer open country with scattered trees, which provide necessary roost sites. Their habitat selection is influenced by the availability of water and suitable roosting trees, making them more predictable in their roosting behavior compared to eastern turkeys. The aim of wild turkey restoration efforts in Texas is to establish huntable, sustainable populations, ensuring ecological balance, recreational opportunities, and economic benefits. This involves creating and preserving habitats that support the turkey's life cycles, from nesting and brood rearing to foraging and roosting. Texas's diverse habitats present unique challenges. According to Hand, the decline of grassland-dependent birds, including wild turkeys, is largely due to habitat loss. In East Texas, wild turkeys struggle with limited brood rearing and nesting habitats. Early successional habitats, like those formed 3 to 5 years post-burn, provide essential cover and food sources for these birds. In South Texas, the availability of large roosting trees is crucial, while in the rolling plains, a mix of woody and herbaceous growth supports turkey populations. Hand notes that maintaining these varied habitats is key to ensuring the survival of wild turkeys across the state. Monitoring and managing diseases in wild turkey populations is an ongoing effort. Predator management is another important aspect of conservation. While predators are a factor due to the overabundant amount of food available on ranches with feeders available across the state, Hand believes habitat degradation plays a more significant role in population declines. A combination of effective habitat management and targeted predator control can benefit wild turkey populations. Stocking strategies. Texas has shifted to a superstocking strategy to improve the success rate of reintroducing wild turkeys. Superstocking is a conservation technique used to boost turkey populations in areas where they have significantly declined or disappeared. This method involves releasing many wild turkeys, typically from regions with healthy populations, into the targeted areas to quickly establish a sustainable and breeding population. Private landowners play a crucial role in habitat conservation. Hand encourages landowners to contact their local biologists for assistance with habitat improvement projects. The department has also started using Pittman-Robertson funds to provide cost-share assistance to landowners, enhancing the department's ability to support conservation efforts on private lands. Habitat barriers, like those around Toledo Bend, limit turkey movement and connectivity between populations. Drought and habitat changes also impact reproduction rates. Hand believes ongoing research will help identify and address the underlying issues affecting wild turkey populations. Wild turkey conservation in Texas is a complex and ongoing effort. By addressing habitat degradation, managing predators appropriately, and supporting private landowners, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department aims to preserve these iconic birds for future generations. Email Paul Fuzinski at contactus@fishgame.com. Thanks for listening.